This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 27th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 19:10. It says there, "They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb." End of quote. David says in our insight today that the decrees of the Lord God or the Word of God are more precious than gold, more valuable than the purified, brilliant gold. David knew the value of gold. David, the king of Israel, had lots of gold in his treasury, especially in those days, and of course even today's world. Gold and the purified gold is an excellent source of wealth, and it is one of the precious and costly possessions one can accumulate. The strength of a kingdom and power of a ruler in those days was based on how much gold they had in their vault. Not only gold is of great value, but also it is so pleasing to look at it and hold it in your hand. Refined and purified gold is lovely and beautiful, that thrills people's hearts and minds. After understanding the high value of gold and its preciousness, David says the Word of God, the Bible, is more precious and attractive than purified and costly gold. You see, gold is from this earth, but the Bible, the Word of God, is sent by God from heaven. The Word of God did not originate here on this earth. Therefore, it has to be more valuable and precious than any other precious wealth you can ever accumulate. Secondly, David says the Word of God is sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. You see, honey is sweet, but the dripping honey from the honeycomb is sweeter than any other delicious food items. You see, David was a shepherd boy before God made him the king of Israel. In his job as a shepherd boy, away from home, he lived out there in the nature. Many times, he may have looked for and enjoyed the dripping honey from the honeycomb. Even today, to find a honeycomb with the dripping honey is not that easy. If you somehow find one, you will feel like a treasure found. Besides, the consumption of honey from the honeycomb supplies sudden and quick energy. David says the Word of God, the Bible, is sweeter than the honeycomb. It gives you instant energy, power, strength, healing, hope for the future, vision, motivation, counsel, guidance, salvation, cleansing, and eternal life. Beloved, TV, the smartphones, radio, magazines, newspapers, none of these alternatives can give us the excellent effects the Bible gives us. All those are just people's communications, words, opinions. But the Bible is the Word of God sent from heaven to human beings. It comes from the heart of God to you personally. When everything else fails, the Word of God and the Bible stand strong and conquering, because its source is everlasting God, not temporary people. You see, God knows all about you than any counselor, psychiatrist, or medical doctors, because God is your creator. God created all. Being the creator, God knows your feelings, pain, needs, and desires than anyone else. You see, God knows all about this earth, the world, and the heavens. God knows the future than anyone else, because God already planned the future, and He is moving the entire world and universe into His already pre-planned future. So if you want to know the future, do not go to any man who will say about it, like a palm reader or future tellers. However, read the Bible. It has all we need to know about tomorrow and the future. In effect, the Bible gives all the details about how it all began, how we all came up to this present time, and what the future holds. What God says is much more useful and valuable than anyone else says to you. Our knowledge of the Word of God, the Bible, is more excellent in value than anything else you can buy in this world. All the precious things we purchase will be left here when we go from this world. However, the knowledge of the Word of God will not only be valuable in this life, but much more valuable in the afterlife when we are in heaven. That is why Jesus said to Martha, He said, "But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." End of quote. Did you notice Jesus said, "It will not be taken away from her"? The book of Psalms 119 verse 89 says this, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." End of quote. If the word of God is settled in heaven forever, this tells me the knowledge and use of the word of God will last forever and ever. Its knowledge will not be taken away from us. In eternity, we will get more knowledge about the triune God and his word. Bible says, "Now we see things and know things looking like a mirror." But when we are in heaven, our knowledge will increase much more and get more and more perfect. I believe those who have a better understanding of the Word of God can serve God and others in a better fashion all through eternity. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Him. Colossians 2:3. In other words, we will never stop learning. In heaven, we will learn much more. I remember Dr. David Jeremiah said like this, "In heaven, there will be teaching ministries." And he said he looks forward to continuing his teaching in heaven. What a wonderful goal, right? This very well could be one of the ways. This could be the way, one of the ways that we serve the Lord and one another in heaven. There are continuous songs and worship in heaven for sure. We all will sing there. I believe we hear and learn the word of God also in heaven, because it is settled in heaven and it lasts forever and ever. Beloved, our spiritual vitality comes from the awareness and knowledge of the Word of God, the Bible. The Word of God is our spiritual food for nourishment and health. Bible says in Psalm 107 that the Lord sent out His Word and healed them. He rescued them from their grave, end of quote. It has the power to heal us. The Word of God has the power to rescue us from the grave. If we do not have the Word of God in our lives, we eventually die spiritually. You see, the Word of God, the Bible, revives, restores, empowers, and heals our souls. Even at the deathbed, we like the Word of God. Nobody asks for the saving balances or CD balances at the point of death, do they? However, we all would enjoy listening the Word of God. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for the Bible you gave to me. I can hold it in my hands and read it in our own language every day. Your letter, your love letter from heaven. Lord, talk to me every day as I open and read this precious wealth, everlasting, more valuable than gold and sweeter than honeycomb. Oh Lord, may I study it. Help me to grow in it. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.